a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Waking up to 52 degrees.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Thursday, the 10th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 53 degrees.
Lots of city street slowdowns, but very little on the freeways to worry about. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, the cleanup continues along the Wasatch Front as schools reopen and power outages are restored.
And we're learning more about the man who was killed Tuesday morning during the windstorm. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage.
Police say 61-year-old Donald Hardy had finished offloading his trailer at 2858 South 300 West. He was standing beside his rig when a gust of wind came up, knocking the door open, hitting Hardy in the head. South Salt Lake police say he suffered a critical traumatic head injury and was pronounced dead at the hospital. His wife, Alyssa Joy Hardy, says the couple had sold everything they owned to become truck drivers. She says now she has no job, no home, and no husband. She says there should have been warnings and I-15 should have been closed.
Somebody dropped the ball. None of this should have happened.
She has family back in Jacksonville, Florida. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Some schools are still closed today because they still don't have power. The Granite School District has 8 schools that are closed this morning, and some individual campuses are closed in Davis County, Ogden, and Weber County as well. Today also the delayed first day of school in Salt Lake City, which is still all online to start the school year. Check out the complete list of school closings right now at kslnewsradio.com.
Salt Lake's Rose Park neighborhood was hit especially hard. The storm overturned many large trees, including one in George Lashing's yard that was nearly as old as he is.
All of a sudden, we hear boom, hit the house, and we thought it was an earthquake.
Lashing has lived in the Rose Park area for more than 50 years and says he's never seen anything like this.
Landfills are a popular destination this week as people clear out storm debris. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our team coverage.
The North Davis landfill next to Hill Air Force Base serves cities from Farmington to Clearfield. There was a long line of trucks there yesterday, and Executive Director Nathan Rich says they had to hustle to be ready for the rush.
We've staffed up. We've got a lot of temporary folks on the ground directing traffic. Take your time and make sure you're tarping your loads. There's already a lot of debris on the ground, and there's no reason to add to that.
Farmington City residents can use the North Davis landfill. They can also take green waste to the Central Davis Sewer District, but the city says no tree root balls will be accepted there. Crews will also pick up tree debris in front of homes, but they say that could take a while. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Check out KSLNewsRadio.com right now for more landfill locations and rules.
Pardon me, Tim. The mother of a 13-year-old boy who was shot by police wants to know why officers didn't try something else before shooting him. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the questions come after Salt Lake City police confirmed that when they shot the 13-year-old boy with autism during a mental episode last week, it was just hours before a new policy would take effect requiring officers to first try de-escalation. Specifically, the policy was drafted with the city in order to address concerns regarding the use of deadly force. The new policy was set to start Saturday. That's roughly 2 hours after the shooting took place Friday night. The policy specifically states de-escalation tactics are no longer suggested or preferred. They're mandatory prior to using force to effect an arrest. Since the shooting, police have since said there's no indication that a weapon was recovered from the boy at the scene. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It is now illegal to fly drones or other aircraft over the Ether Hollow or William fires in Utah County. Incident management spokesman Dana Harris says violating that rule could be deadly.
It's really difficult to see from a firefighting aircraft, and so the chance of collision is there. And something small like a drone can actually bring an aircraft down.
She says the steep terrain both fires are burning in is making it difficult for firefighters to contain or put out the flames, which is why helicopters are so crucial.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Showers are not in the forecast for the rest of this week.
The weather is going to cooperate for getting outside today. The winds have calmed and our temperatures climb up to the high 60s to around 70 today. Tomorrow, upper 70s to near 80, and then we climb into the 80s for the upcoming weekend. Seasonal weather is the average highs in the middle 80s, so nice weather ahead for Saturday and for Sunday.
Next week, we're going to see temperatures in the high 80s again.
Coming up on KSL, why the sky is orange all over Northern California.
And Triple Team traffic.
Speeds are good on I-15, but it's a little bit slow waiting to get onto the freeway itself. Plus, a train slowing you down on 56 West again. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home. And stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
I don't think any of us were expecting to see fallen trees with their roots up in the air. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and when something like this happens, we're reminded just how much damage something like a fallen tree can do. I met with our management team to figure out how we could help once we saw how our communities were affected. You know, we work with things that are buried underground every day, and we know how a home can be impacted by something like this. If you're in one of those older neighborhoods that had mature trees that blew down, Any Hour Services wants to help if you're worried about the condition of your main water line or your sewer main line. We're willing to inspect both of those for free, and there's absolutely no obligation to buy anything. Hundreds of homes were affected, and we'll try and get to as many people as we can, so call and we'll put you on the schedule as soon as we can get out there. Take down this number and tell your friends and neighbors that we're offering these inspections at no cost. 801-443-7700 is the number to call. So if you're worried about your main water line or your sewer main line, call 801-443-7700 and ask to schedule a free inspection. 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent storm and need to submit a claim, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM. Go to statefarm.com. Download the State Farm mobile app or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are here to prove human nature is greater than nature. Call 1-800-SF-CLAIM to start your claim. State Farm, here to help recovery go right.
This fall, social distance into the wide open spaces, fresh air, endless trails, and scenery for miles, all at Ruby's Inn. Ruby's is closest to Bryce Canyon with prices lower than ever. Visit rubysinn.com.
A cancer diagnosis is a life-changing moment for you. Before it are thousands of other experiences. Joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning, years spent building a beautiful life. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're ready for the moment things change. We've experienced joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings, years spent planning, and years spent building the best team of cancer experts. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
If you're just joining us this morning, 8 schools in the Granite District are closed today because they just don't have power or they have partial power. And if you want to check out that complete list of school closings, you can do it right now at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Deadly fires rage out of control along the West Coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. 7 people confirmed dead the past day from West Coast wildfires. A dozen more are missing. CAL FIRE's working 24 major incidents trying to save rural towns.
Do everything we can to hold back these fires outside of these communities, but the winds have been working against us.
Well, the same's happening up in Oregon and Washington. Tens of thousands have evacuated in southern Oregon, several small towns falling to the flames. Still little hope for the Republican stimulus bill in the Senate, but a vote is scheduled today anyway. Democrats complain it doesn't do enough, but Leader Mitch McConnell says it'll do for now.
We've had a significant bounce back. The economy is getting better.
He says the bill focuses on schools, the unemployed, and health care. Bob Woodward of the Washington Post just released a new book about President Trump. Rage details the president's downplaying the seriousness of the pandemic early on. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer reacts.
Donald Trump lied,
and people died.
Well, the president defended his actions yesterday, saying he did not want to incite panic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 8:09. It's triple team traffic if you're still out there making your way in. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, if you're on 56 West, you're waiting for a train to cross the road at 800 South. It's got traffic backed up again in the area. But I-15's main flow looks good and no delays out of Tooele. Eric?
Well, we've got another crash in Utah County. This is northbound I-15 again. Maybe this is the same one, but I don't believe it is. This is at the off-ramp. Looks like it is an off-ramp, but I can't tell from which one it is. It's listed as 1850 North, so this would be right before 2100 North, but at any rate, it is over on the right shoulder. I-15, otherwise, is looking pretty good in Utah County, northbound, southbound, no delays. Heather?
We've got a little bit of delay on I-84. This is eastbound in the Mountain Green area. I haven't heard of any crashes in the area. This could just be a slow-moving semi, but we'll keep our eyes on it. You do have congestion still on 5600 South and Roy. Most of that is heading east toward I-15. But once you get on I-15, no problems either northbound or southbound from there. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's get a look at those temperatures for today and check the forecast with you, Grant.
Well, finally, day where we get to calm down. The winds are light. We get the sunshine, cool morning, nice afternoon up to 69. And then tomorrow we jump up to 79. For a Friday, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Continues to warm up ever so slowly out there, 53 downtown.
If you haven't seen these pictures of the orange sky in the Bay Area in California, they're
eerie.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's eerie.
You can see them on the KSLNewsRadio.com website right now, but we'll have more on that in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
In the meantime, we've got breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Salt Lake City School District just let us know they have canceled all classes today. Today was supposed to be the first day of school, delayed from Tuesday after the big windstorm, but too many schools are still without power this morning.
Again, the Salt Lake City School District has canceled all classes for today because too many schools and homes where students are supposed to begin online learning do not have power.
We'll continue to follow it throughout the day on KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Hi, Doug Wright, and here's something you don't want to put off. You don't want to procrastinate and delay, because IntelliBed is having their incredible Labor Day sale. It is underway right now, and you can save $500 off any IntelliBed King or Queen from their Legacy or their Signature collections. Along with that, you'll get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's valued at up to $1,900. When you put those two numbers together, up to a $2,400 savings right now. It's the Labor Day sale, and it's only at the IntelliBed stores. Located in Fashion Place, University Place next to P.F. Chang's in Orem, and in Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. This is the bed we've had in our home, not only in our master bedroom, but in our guest room now for years. We love the IntelliBed. The gel matrix has you sleeping firm and soft at the same time. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. It's underway right now at IntelliBed.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra mega back to school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy. Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
Dave and Jennifer.
We know you're still in a battle with all that debris in your front yard. We've got new information on how to get rid of it. And Dave's going to fill us in on his trip to the landfill today on Dave and Jennifer.
One of our texters saying, look, I live in Rose Park. We've been without power now for 2 days, and it's 45 degrees in the fridge, and I haven't opened the freezer to see what I may have lost in there yet. We're thinking about you out there. We have calls into the power company, and we're trying to get a bead on when their expectations or what their expectations are in getting your power back on. But thanks for reaching out to us this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, 57500. KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour coming up later on KSL News Radio. First, Governor Gary Herbert will hold a news conference expected to begin about 11:45 this morning. He will give an update on the pandemic, and we also expect an update on storm cleanup. We'll have live coverage on KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com.
Second, join me from 1 to 2 this afternoon for a special hour of programming on suicide prevention. I'll talk to experts, including a crisis line operator, and talk about ways you can talk about mental health issues with your children.
Third, Rocky Mountain Power continues to make progress, restoring 66,000 remaining outages this morning. Check back during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news for the latest numbers.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another week and nearly a million more people tell the government they can't find work.
Another 884,000 Americans applied for the first time last week for unemployment benefits, the same amount as the prior week. Weekly jobless claims remain well off their peak of nearly 7 million in March, but the stagnation suggests the labor market recovery has slowed to a plod 6 months after the pandemic struck.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, the Labor Department, also reporting nearly 30 million Americans are currently receiving unemployment assistance. The governor of Oregon is conceding this could be the deadliest and most destructive year yet for wildfires. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
Officials here in Oregon concede they have not been able to survey the damage or get an assessment on the death toll because some of those hot zones are just too dangerous to get into. They're also telling people not to call 911 unless it's an absolute emergency. They don't want those lines clogged up. And the Oregon governor now saying that the next few days are going to be extremely difficult as they try to contain those fires.
President Trump continuing to downplay the Bob Woodward book and recorded interviews for it in which he can be heard back in February saying the coronavirus is much deadlier than the flu, which he didn't tell people early on. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
The book isn't even officially out until next week, though some journalists have obtained copies. President Trump says he's not read it. That, of course, is not stopping him from bashing the book already. He called it boring, a political hit job by, quote, rapidly fading Bob Woodward. Perhaps the most curious thing about all of this, president did 18 on-the-record interviews with Woodward over 8 months, some of them late-night calls with no aides.
She was an actor who played everything from an original Avenger on TV to a Bond girl to Lady Tyrell on Game of Thrones.
I wonder if you're the worst person I've ever met. At a certain age, it's hard to recall. But the truly vile do stand out through the years.
Diana Rigg has died. She was 82. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's go in depth now. I'm sure most of you have seen pictures from the Bay Area in California over the last 24 hours. The sky is actually orange.
Wildfires are responsible for that eerie-looking sky and declining air quality. KGO-TV reporter Kate Larson has more now in this in-depth report.
Photographers lined up along Treasure Island Road to get potentially once-in-a-lifetime snaps of San Francisco's skyline cloaked in a cloud of orange.
It's really sad that it's the condition the way it is, but it makes for some really dramatic pictures for sure.
Both automobile photographers Trevor Jolin and Daniel Bronstein turned their back to the road and pointed up.
Much more moody than like the normal photos you get on a daily basis. Even with fog, it's usually just gray and neutral colors, but today it's a lot more orange and red.
In Walnut Creek, cars were covered in ash, and in Oakland, the zoo closed because of poor air quality. The solar panels on an ABC7 photographer's house in Pinole generated a fraction of the electricity compared to a normal day when the sun's rays actually reach the earth. On a day unlike any other, people are still out here along the bay, exercising, fishing, doing whatever they can to find some slice of normalcy.
I was pretty disoriented, honestly. I missed an appointment. I almost never do that.
Jason Johnson says the weather reminds him of growing up in the Midwest.
A storm would blow in around the time of a tornado or something like that, and it would be pitch black outside all of a sudden, middle of the day. It is very peculiar for this area.
It's just so crazy, you know, the virus. I mean, everything is just like, what next?
Ray Gonzalez spent the evening fishing at Point Emery. He said the only other time he's felt this way was when he was working on the collapsed Bay Bridge after 1989's Loma Prieta earthquake.
And it felt like the end of the world.
But the sky didn't scare away outdoor diners in Berkeley's gourmet ghetto.
There was a craving for pizza. There was a dystopian reality, and we chose pizza, so.
And how's the pizza making you feel?
Honestly, a lot better. I recommend it, yeah.
So grab a slice. It's called comfort food for a reason. Kate Larson, ABC 7 News.
I like that, a little pizza therapy. I'm for that, but I can't imagine the people that are trying to work out and running along the beach with the air the way it is. You can see some of the incredible pictures of the Bay Area drenched in orange on KSLNewsRadio.com right now.
KSL News Time is 8:19. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic is looking good on I-15. We've got some slowing approaching it. Bangor Highway at right at the freeway. We've also got Bangor delays in South Jordan in the construction at 104th South. But everything's been pretty quiet in the valley after that train crossed the road at 56 West. Eric?
We do have one crash northbound I-15 in Lehigh. This is right at the beginning of the exit ramp to 2100 North, but it's over on the right shoulder and not causing any slowdowns for those blowing by him. But over on the freeway, if you're southbound, no problems as well from Point of the Mountain down to Provo, and Redwood Road is in good shape heading north out of Saratoga Springs. Heather.
Our delays have eased up in the Roy area, especially on 5600 South. You also have good speeds on I-84. If you're going through the mountains, no problems, I-15 or Legacy Parkway. But we're still a bit congested on some of the city streets in Ogden, especially Harrison Boulevard. Don't leave education to chance. With 15 years of experience, Utah Online is prepared to meet Utah students' academic needs this fall. Visit utahonline.org to learn more. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. You're going to like this 7-day forecast from Grant.
Outstanding looking 7-day forecast here. No watches and warnings. The winds have calmed down. Good weather to get outside, get some work done. 69 today, lots of sun. 79 and sunshine tomorrow, and then 85 on Saturday. Summer's back. Lots of sun. It's hotter than that after that. Sunday, 88 and sunshine. 89 the high Monday and mostly sunny. We'll keep it in the upper 80s after that. Seasonal weather. Tuesday, 87 and sun. 84 Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let me check the current condition. It is 53 degrees.
This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I don't think any of us were expecting to see fallen trees with their roots up in the air.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and when something like this happens, we're reminded just how much damage something like a fallen tree can do. I met with our management team to figure out how we could help once we saw how our communities were affected. You know, we work with things that are buried underground every day, and we know how a home can be impacted by something like this. If you're in one of those older neighborhoods that had mature trees that blew down, Any Hour Services wants to help if you're worried about the condition of your main water line or your sewer main line. We're willing to inspect both of those for free, and there's absolutely no obligation to buy anything. Hundreds of homes were affected, and we'll try and get to as many people as we can, so call and we'll put you on the schedule as soon as we can get out there. Take down this number and tell your friends and neighbors that we're offering these inspections at no cost. 801-443-7700 is the number to call. So if you're worried about your main water line or your sewer main line, call 801-443-7700 and ask to schedule a free inspection. 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services.
Don't miss the gigantic three-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray, happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Millions in piano inventory from across the country must be sold. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on new and used inventory, including grands, uprights, and digitals from Yamaha, Clavinova, and other top-name brands. It's all happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, only at the Piano Gallery in Murray.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
There's a special call for vaccine volunteers, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Moderna has launched an ad campaign to get better participation by African Americans in clinical trials for the coronavirus vaccine. Blacks have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. Crystal Brown is a nurse coordinator for clinical trials in Jacksonville, Florida, and says it's imperative to have proper representation.
Black human physiology is different than other ethnic groups, that our body metabolizes medications differently, react to them differently.
But she says there's a distrust of clinical trials by African Americans. It all began with the infamous Tuskegee syphilis trials, where black men were used as guinea pigs even decades after a treatment was found. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Salt Lake City School District has canceled all classes today. Today was supposed to be the first day of school, delayed from Tuesday after the big windstorm, but too many schools are without power this morning.
Salt Lake City School spokesperson Yandri Chatwin joins us live on the KSL Newsline with more. Yandri, this decision comes kind of late in the morning. Were you hoping to get better news on the power situation?
Hi, it's Yandri. And yes, we were. We've got 38 of the 40 schools back online. And we're hopeful that that would translate over to families, but it looks like obviously it hasn't. So it's a tough call to make, especially when some students were already online, but it's the right call to make when so many of our kids still can't get on the internet.
So your hope is for tomorrow being the first day back?
We're hopeful, and we'll make a call today by 3 o'clock. We'll let families know this afternoon so they have enough time to plan.
How many of your schools are without power right now?
Two. Just two left without power.
Okay, so the broader concern then is for the kids that are distant learning, obviously, which is all of them, not having power maybe in their homes and able to get online.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we were hopeful. We know how hard Rocky Mountain crews have been working, and we're hopeful that by this morning more families in the city would be able to have power, but it's not looking like that. We still have too many without power, and that's why we made the call to cancel today.
Have you heard from parents? Are they pretty understanding about this, or maybe some are frustrated?
You know, parents have been understanding with the decision to cancel. I think a lot of people, it was probably the other way around, were stressed out about not having power and not being able to log on today. So, again, we really feel this is the right call to cancel when so many didn't have the access today.
All right, Yandri, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you updating us and our listeners. Salt Lake City School spokesperson Yandri Chatwin joining us on the KSL Newsline.
Back with traffic and weather next.
The sun is shining and the mountains are calling. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And with the outdoors beckoning, Alpine is having the biggest outdoor sale of the year. I think we can all agree that now more than ever, it's important that we stay active and keep moving. That's why we're offering $125 off any of our portable oxygen concentrators. These concentrators are game changers. They're lightweight, compact, and battery operated, and easily carried in your backpack for a hike with your dog, picnic with the kids, or a simple walk around the park. If you're not needing oxygen, we thought of you too. When you spend $500 in cash at Alpine Home Medical on a lift chair or scooter, we'll give you 10% off your entire purchase. What a great way to relax after a day outdoors. To find a store near you, visit our brand new website at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
AlpineHomeMedical.com.
It's nice to have a go-to expert for your hair, your lawn, and even your car. But do you have a go-to expert for plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling? Hi, this is Dan James, owner of Black Diamond Experts, and we want to be your go-to expert for all your home servicing needs. Businesses in our industry have been named essential, and for a good reason. Electrical, HVAC, and plumbing problems don't wait for the night and weekends to be over. At Black Diamond Experts, we're battling those things that go bump in the night by staying up late and fighting them throughout the weekend. Because we're always open, 24/7, we're ready to help you if any need should arise. That means when you make the call, we'll be there. You can always trust us to do the job right the first time, fast, and for a fair price. At Black Diamond Experts, we guarantee the lowest price on any electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service. We'll match any competitor's exact advertised price. Call us for details at 801-528-7508. That's 801-528-7508. You can also find us online at blackdiamondexpert.com. Black Diamond Experts, now you have a go-to expert for your home.
Here comes another look at Triple Team Traffic at 829, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and it's Andy Farnsworth to get it started.
Freeways all clear, Salt Lake Valley, I-15 into downtown, and I-80 out of Tooele. Eric?
I-15 northbound in Lehigh, a crash at the beginning of the exit ramp to 2100 north, and we got a blown tire off a truck for eastbound traffic on the Pioneer Crossing right before you get to the freeway. Heather?
No accidents reported in Weber and Davis County, and good speeds on the roads. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it looks like a nice day today, Grant.
Finally, no watches, warnings to talk about. The winds have died down. This is all good news. Sunshine up to 69 today. Sunshine 79 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 53 degrees.
We've got a couple of problems in Utah County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this half hour with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Salt Lake City School District has canceled all classes today.
It is the latest cancellation 2 days after that powerful windstorm. KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the very latest. Adam?
Amanda, the Salt Lake City School District was hoping for a better power situation this morning, but that did not pan out. So all classes at all schools have been canceled. That word came down about a half hour ago. Now, today would have been the first day in Salt Lake City delayed from Tuesday. The Granite School District confirmed 8 schools are closed today. Also, they don't have power. Connections High, Wasatch Junior High, and then 6 elementary schools: Eastwood, Crestview, Upland Terrace, Cottonwood, Rosequest, Crest, and Twin Peaks. Now, Centerville Elementary and Centerville Junior High are closed in the Davis District. Highland and Mount Ogden Junior Highs are closed in Ogden. And the Weber School District is open today except for 4 elementary schools: Birch Creek, H. Guy Child, Washington Terrace, and Roosevelt. A complete list of school closings is on our website, kslnewsradio.com. Live, Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, Salt Lake City's Rose Park neighborhood was hit especially hard.
Probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen, just seeing big old growth trees like this just topple down.
Rocky Mountain Power reports nearly 3,000 customers in the Rose Park area remain without power this morning, and 66,000 total outages reported overall in Utah, mostly between Ogden and South Salt Lake.
It'll be weeks before all the trees and branches damaged by Tuesday's windstorm can be cleaned up. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas says many cities are making an effort to help their residents get rid of storm debris.
Dumping storm debris is free for residents of Northern Davis and Morgan counties at the North Davis landfill near Hill Air Force Base. That's where Grant Whitesides told KSL-TV he was bringing the first of several loads.
We're going to do a neighborhood thing tonight at 5 and help others. So that's why I got to get mine done today.
The city of West Jordan has dumpsters for residents to put their storm debris in. They're at Ronwood Park, the City Public Works Building, and Veterans Memorial Park. Dumping fees for green waste are waived for county residents at the Salt Lake Valley landfill, though not for regular trash. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about a truck driver who was killed during the height of that storm Tuesday morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Salt Lake City Police spokesperson Danielle Croyle says 61-year-old Donald Hardy had finished offloading his trailer and was standing beside the rig when the wind whipped up in the area of 2858 South 300 West around 8:21 a.m. She says the door flew open, hitting him in the face, knocking him to the ground.
He sustained a critical traumatic head injury.
He was pronounced dead at the hospital. His wife, Alyssa Joy Hardy, says she and her husband sold everything they owned to become truck drivers and believes the tragedy could have been prevented with proper warning. She says someone dropped the ball. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The late summer fire season has grown beyond just California. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Well, California burns with 25 major wildfires. Neighbors to the north also on fire. Three people died in Oregon, where Medford is evacuated and nearby small towns went up in smoke. Washington Governor Jay Inslee reacts to the dozens of wildfires up in his state.
This is an extraordinary series of events we have suffered.
More than 200 fires are currently burning in 9 western states, leaving at least 7 dead. The U.S. Senate scheduled to vote on the Republican pandemic relief bill today. Democrats expected to defeat it. Speaker Nancy Pelosi wouldn't support it in the House.
It's not even an attempt to do the right thing. And Mitch McConnell knows that.
Republicans accused Democrats of holding out for a wish list of items not related to the pandemic. And Michigan is the political battlefield this week with Joe Biden there yesterday in suburban Detroit.
This is a recession created by Donald Trump's negligence. And he is unfit for this job as a consequence of it.
President Trump holds a rally at the Saginaw Airport today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Mitt Romney wants an education campaign against anti-vaxxers.
And triple team traffic.
Still have a crash northbound I-15 at the 2100 North Lehigh exit and some eastbound slowing on Pioneer Crossing coming to I-15, possibly because of a truck with a flat tire. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
I don't think any of us were expecting to see fallen trees with their roots up in the air. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and when something like this happens, we're reminded just how much damage something like a fallen tree can do. I met with our management team to figure out how we could help once we saw how our communities were affected. You know, we work with things that are buried underground every day, and we know how a home can be impacted by something like this. If you're in one of those older neighborhoods that had mature trees that blew down, Any Hour Services wants to help if you're worried about the condition of your main water line or your sewer main line. We're willing to inspect both of those for free, and there's absolutely no obligation to buy anything. Hundreds of homes were affected, and we'll try and get to as many people as we can, so call and we'll put you on the schedule as soon as we can get out there. Take down this number and tell your friends and neighbors that we're offering these inspections at no cost. 801-443-7700 is the number to call. So if you're worried about your main water line or your sewer main line, call 801-443-7700 and ask to schedule a free inspection. 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services.
The PRCA Extreme Bowl finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bowls and great bowl riders. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRodeo.com. That's UteStampedeRodeo.com. Get your tickets now.
Crisis comes in all shapes and sizes. Each day, it seems we face at least one or two a day. Some are small and easily handled, but others can be paralyzing. And when you're faced with that kind of a crisis, how do you handle it? Who do you talk to when you're desperate for someone to really listen? Did you know there's an app for that? It's called Safe UT. When you use the Safe UT app, you'll find crisis counselors at the University Neuropsychiatric Institute at University of Utah Health to help you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The Safe UT smartphone app is a statewide service that provides real-time crisis intervention to Utah students, parents, and educators at no cost. Text or chat with counselors, call someone directly, or submit confidential tips to school administrators on bullying, threats, violence, or things making you feel unsafe. When you need someone to listen, use Safe UT. It's absolutely free. Download the app free on any smartphone or visit safeut.org.
Well, a COVID-19 vaccine trial is on hold after a participant reported a side effect. Meanwhile, one of Utah's senators wants to know if the government can do more to curb the influence of anti-vaxxers.
Senator Mitt Romney spoke out against the anti-vax movement during a Senate Health Committee hearing yesterday with the Surgeon General and the Director of the National Institutes of Health.
I have been approached during visits to my state by people who have whole books that are written describing why vaccines are bad, why they're made from adulterated sources. And I won't go into all the details, but it's not like just a social media phenomenon. I mean, there are literally books out there that are written to describe why vaccines are bad. And I wonder if it does not make sense for our government to put out a very comprehensive effort to dispel this growing sense of vaccines being bad. And I don't know how you do that, but it would come to mind that you're doing that with regards to tobacco and massive advertising on TV. You could have debates. You could call in these people who write these books and have discussions with them, which are publicized. You could have much more aggressive campaign on social media. I guess the question I'm asking is, should we be doing more than we're doing, and what could we be doing to resolve the debate, the uncertainty that so many Americans have about the wisdom of receiving vaccine?
All the more relevant as we debate and discuss an upcoming, hopefully upcoming vaccine for COVID-19.
Yeah, one of the concerns now is, since this is playing out right before our very eyes, is will the failures or the pauses in these vaccines, when they do have these hiccups, cause even more concerns for people to get the vaccine? And normally we don't, aren't going through this in real time. So
right now it's 8:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now looking good on I-15 as you go from Draper to downtown. A little bit slow on Redwood Road and parts of Taylorsville, off and on 70th up to 47th South and 56 West. A little slow right after the 201 freeway in the construction. Eric?
Only issue we are hearing of right now in Utah County is for eastbound traffic on Pioneer Crossing, a truck with a blown tire right before you get to I-15. But we actually have more congestion, more slowdowns over on Lee Heights Main Street if you're trying to work your way over to the freeway from Saratoga Springs. This is between Redwood Road and Saratoga Road. We're going to see the slowdowns there. I-15, Utah County, no problems. Heather?
We do have a little bit of congestion on US 89, especially around Cherry Lane right now, also heading south through Fruit Heights. But that's about the only delay you're going to see on the major freeways through Weber and Davis County. Some of your other city streets still has a bit of congestion, especially in Ogden. And it looks like we're backing up again on 5600 South in Roy. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Networth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-3639. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. It's going to be a beautiful day today and warming into the weekend, according to Grant.
Well, it looks like a day with a lot of sunshine. And yes, finally, things have calmed down. In fact, no watches and warnings to talk about. It's a pretty quiet day, cool in the morning. Nice below average temperatures today, up to 69. Tomorrow, we jump up 10 degrees to 79. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And with all that sunshine downtown, 53 degrees.
We heard last hour from the Granite School District spokesman about their decision to close some schools this morning because they didn't have power. We'll share with you what Ben Horsley had to say coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Don't go away. That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for making Tim and Amanda part of your morning plans here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, Doug Wright, and here's something you don't want to put off. You don't want to procrastinate and delay, because Intellibed is having their incredible Labor Day sale. It is underway right now, and you can save $500 off any Intellibed King or Queen from their Legacy or their Signature collections. Along with that, You'll get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's valued at up to $1,900. When you put those two numbers together, up to a $2,400 savings right now. It's the Labor Day sale, and it's only at the Intellibed stores. Located in Fashion Place, University Place next to P.F. Chang's in Orem, and in Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. This is the bed we've had in our home, not only in our master bedroom, but in our guest room now for years. We love the Intellibed. The gel matrix has you sleeping firm and soft at the same time. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. It's underway right now at Intellibed.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent storm and need to submit a claim, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM. Go to statefarm.com, download the State Farm mobile app, or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are here to prove human nature is greater than nature. Call 1-800-SF-CLAIM to start your claim. State Farm, here to help recovery go right.
Leaky faucets, clogged drains. If the plumbing systems in your home aren't working properly, call ARS Rescue Router today. For a limited time, we'll take $99 off your plumbing or drain repair. With over 40 years of exceptional service, we'll keep your safety top of mind with our zero-contact service. Call us today to fix your home's plumbing problems and get $99 off. Call 801-803-5941 for details. ARS Rescue Router. Making it work, making it right. License number 353-474-5501.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
We know you're still in a battle with all that debris in your front yard. We've got new information on how to get rid of it, and Dave's going to fill us in on his trip to the landfill today on Dave and Dijanovic.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour coming up later on KSL News Radio. First, we expect to get an update on the pandemic and on our storm response later this morning from Governor Gary Herbert. We'll have live coverage when he speaks, which is expected about 11:45.
Second, I am hosting a special hour of coverage this afternoon on suicide prevention. This is Suicide Prevention Day. I'll be talking to experts, including a crisis line operator. That's coming up at 1 o'clock.
And third, in the 2 o'clock hour, Lee Lonsbury will talk with members of the Utah Congressional Delegation after a Norwegian lawmaker nominated President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The Labor Department says another 884,000 people filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. In all, there are around 30 million people who have applied for unemployment since the start of the pandemic. New evacuations in Northern California and across Oregon as wildfires continue to burn. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Oregon.
Hundreds of wildfires, at least eight dead, with fires ripping through 14 states. In Oregon, where 48 wildfires are burning throughout the state, one fire galloping through towns around Medford, Oregon, with ferocity, killing at least three, but the total number of missing is still unknown.
Experts say those fires are being driven by drought, warming temperatures, and strong winds. The governor of Oregon says this could be the deadliest and most destructive fire season ever. A huge fire has broken out at the port of Beirut, triggering panic among those who were there when that massive blast happened last month. And British actress Diana Rigg has died. She was in the original Avengers and played Lady Tyrell in Game of Thrones. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It is time for the KSL In-Depth. Eight schools in the Granite School District closed this morning due to ongoing power outages.
Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley joined us this morning with an update.
Now, mostly on the East Bench in the Mill Creek and Holiday area, Wasatch Junior High, Rosecrest, Crestview, Cottonwood Elementary, Eastwood. We have Twin Peaks in Murray and also Upland Terrace in the Mill Creek area. Granite Connection is also in Mill Creek. It's our alternative high school. It's in the Mill Creek area.
Is the district getting any kind of an indication from the power company when things might be turned back on?
You know what? I applaud Rocky Mountain Power. They've been making diligent efforts. We actually had 12 schools closed yesterday, so they are making tremendous progress. Some of these schools are with partial power, but insufficient to recirculate air and do some of the other main functions of instruction. We're hoping for tomorrow we will still have our regular instructional day, which is a distance learning day. So regardless, we'll be back in tomorrow.
We get a lot of texts asking us, is it a day off for students even if they are distance learning students?
That's correct. And the reason why is it's not just these schools that are impacted by the power loss, obviously families and neighborhoods in the area. And if you can't communicate with your teacher, get online, use a computer, then distance learning is not really feasible either.
All right, Ben. But again, your expectation is anyway that they'll all be back in school tomorrow.
Yes. Friday are distance learning days for all of our schools. And so we'll manage and make way for distance learning tomorrow, regardless of the circumstances.
They knew they had challenges with COVID-19 going into this mm-hmm. school year. They weren't planning on, you know, a 100-year windstorm
yeah.
or at least a major windstorm.
Well, and you and I were talking about the frustrations this must cause for moms and dads who are trying to figure out their work schedule, the kids' school schedule. Do you take them to class? Do you make sure they've got somebody at home with them? You thought they were going today, but now they're not. And oh, boy.
Breathe. Just breathe. And know this will, it won't be like this forever.
Yeah.
At some point, this incredibly difficult time will pass.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I was out working in the yard yesterday and I was thinking, you know, we've gone through the pandemic and then we had an earthquake and
yeah.
we've had hurricane winds and we've got fires and we've survived all of that, everybody.
Right.
Pat yourself on the back.
Right. Look how tough you are.
Walk out today with a smile and together we're going to get through all of this. So as we like to say, as we wrap up the day, keep your spirits up.
Keep your spirits up.
We're doing good. It is 8:49. Let's see how things are doing on the roads out there. It's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And again, here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now I'm watching I-15. It's all clear between Draper and downtown. But in downtown, there's a little bit of slowing right before the 9th South exit, 13th South area of I-15. And it appears to be on the main flow, not the collector. For those of you coming over from Tooele County, both I-80 and the 21st South Freeway are delay-free. Eric?
Foothill Drive largely delay-free as well, northbound from I-80 and the 215 East Belt up to the University of Utah. I-80 out to the mountains, no trouble getting to Park City this morning. We don't have any accidents on the freeway in Utah County at the moment. Heather?
We're looking great through Weber and Davis County. No accidents reported right now. You have good speeds if you are southbound I-15, I-84 through the mountains, or Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt heading to the airport. Visit the Piano Gallery in Murray this Friday and Saturday for the Yamaha Factory Authorized Piano Sale. Doors open Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 6. The Piano Gallery in Murray. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Seeing a lot of 80s coming.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out now what the 7-day forecast looks like. Back over to you, Grant.
Seeing a lot of 80s coming back here today. It's going to be cool, but at least it's calm. 69 and sunshine tomorrow, 79 and mostly sunny. And we jump up to 85 for Saturday and lots of sun and even hotter on Sunday, 88 and mostly sunny skies. Pretty nice next week. 89 Monday, 87 Tuesday, 84 Wednesday, sunshine all those days. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is, let me see what it is, 53 degrees.
We are just eking out positive numbers right now on the markets, at least two of the three. After a big day yesterday, and they're reacting, I think, to those first-time unemployment claims that came out, 884,000, below the 1 million mark. Who would have thunk we'd ever be satisfied with that?
Right.
But we are so far this morning, and we'll check the rest of your money news when we come back.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 801-401-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield. Cordell & Cordell, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Having a baby in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU, is always a stressful situation. Families with children at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital NICU now have a new way of checking in on their baby during the COVID-19 pandemic with a camera system called Angel Eye. This allows families to see live streaming video of their child from any smartphone or tablet at any time of day. Kara Kernan, the neonatal critical care director at Primary Children, said, "The technology has gotten to a point where the cameras are small and the interface is easy for family and friends to navigate. The ability for families to check on their babies at any time of day is providing crucial for a parent's mental well-being." The process of obtaining these cameras began last year, but families and caregivers say they've proven invaluable during the COVID-19 pandemic. Due to the coronavirus pandemic in Utah, Utah hospitals, including Primary Children's, implemented visitor restrictions for the safety of patients and caregivers. The NICU has the strictest visitor policy due to the fragile health of their infants. The Angel Eye system is password protected and parents can invite up to 24 people to view it. Doctors and nurses shut the camera off during treatments, but it's turned back on for the families afterward. The system has provided comfort and peace of mind. Since the system launched, Primary Children's has enrolled 90 babies in the program with more than 400 participating family members. This has included nearly 22,000 virtual views from 30 different states and 4 different countries. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Businesses are ramping up hiring for the holiday rush. UPS says they will double its workforce, hiring more than 100,000 seasonal workers.
Facebook may be forced to stop sending data about its European users to the U.S. It is the first major fallout from a recent court ruling that found some transatlantic data transfers are not protecting users from American government snooping.
And the National Toy Hall of Fame is out with their list of nominees. Some of the classic top-selling toys and games on the list: Light Bright, Jenga, My Little Pony, and I'm surprised Yahtzee hasn't been on there long before now.
Before we check the numbers, I wanted to just share with you something I saw about Facebook. You're talking about Facebook, and some of our listeners might have heard this, that Facebook will literally pay you to stop using Facebook and Instagram during the election. Did you see that, Tim?
No.
Facebook will soon be offering users money, actual cash, to stop using Facebook and its cousin Instagram in the weeks before the election, which is coming up right now. Anyone who chooses to opt in, whether it's completing surveys or deacting their accounts, will be compensated. It's a fairly standard for this type of academic research. That they're really trying to see what the effect of their social media sites is, if any, I say, you know, with snark, on the election.
Hmm.
And there's more about it in the Deseret News this morning, but isn't that fascinating?
I would be more interested on the effects that it has on the psyche of the people who finally figure out they don't need to be on every day.
I don't know if you ever measure that.
Your life is much less stressful if you just walk away from it. I think that would be the better finding, but interesting. You can check it out at Deseret.com. It is a quick look at the markets here. Your money at this moment, the Dow is up only about 20 points. Very close to the 28,000 mark. The S&P is up by 6.5. The NASDAQ this hour up 60.
Another look at traffic and weather coming up next.
We're chatting with Dr. Bill Simakoski from Utah Stem Cells Joint Treatment and Wellness Center. Doctor, welcome. I have to ask you, what type of things do you do at Utah Stem Cells?
Well, I got my start doing joint regeneration treatments here in Utah using stem cells and platelet-rich plasma to help heal arthritic joints, rotator cuff tendons, ligaments, labrum. Virtually any musculoskeletal tissue in the body can be regenerated with stem cells. And when I first got here to Utah, I was a big ski bum. Even before I learned how to do these treatments, I had really bad arthritis in my knees. I was an ER doctor and a toxicologist for many years, but I really did not want to have to give up skiing. I didn't want to have to give up tennis. I didn't want to have to give up doing all those things that I really enjoy doing. So as my knees got worse and worse, and I knew that eventually I might be due for a knee replacement, or I might be a good candidate for a knee replacement, stem cell technology finally got to us, we learned that we could use stem cells to regenerate cartilage, tendons, ligaments, virtually any musculoskeletal tissue in the body. And from our experiences treating musculoskeletal conditions, we can now treat many different things in the body. And my clinic has really evolved into a regenerative medicine and anti-aging clinic, so we can treat many things for the aging soul.
So it really does work.
It really does work. The results are phenomenal. I dare say amazing and miracle, but those are the types of words that my patients use often. And many people, when they're talking about stem cells, often use those types of adjectives to describe the results that they're getting. It really is a game changer. I would implore you to go to my website. I've got many testimonials on my YouTube channel as well as directly on my website. And I'm sure you can find patients with similar conditions as what you are suffering with and learn what their experiences have been.
And you have a $300 gift card that you can use towards any stem cell procedure if you call in the next 24 hours and schedule a free consultation.
Exactly.
Just visit UtahStemCells.com. UtahStemCells.com.
The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit Ogden'sFlooring.com.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 8:59. Let's get another look at your Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Traffic on I-15 is at the speed limit in Salt Lake County. Had some slowing around 13th South. That's cleared out for now. All clear out of Tooele and even Redwood Road. Some earlier backups in Taylorsville have now thinned out. Eric?
Got some slowing in North Orem as you head towards the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. This is northbound I-15, just past 1600 North. I-15 otherwise looks good. Redwood Road also in good shape northbound out of Saratoga Springs. Heather.
A great commute right now through Weaver and Davis.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.